This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Graduation weekend for a lot of youngsters around the area.
Oh, I bet they're very excited for that.
At what point do they stop being youngsters and, you know, start becoming...
When you get a job.
I was going to say oldsters, but I guess they look at us as oldsters.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they... Well, graduation wasn't that all that far back for you. You probably remember it fondly.
I do. 14 years ago.
It's been
that's
a long time.
To get at.
No, I wasn't going to put you on the spot there. It's been a long time ago for me, so I don't... It's been like 33 years.
Yeah.
Long enough. I don't remember much. It's way back in the memory banks. Wasn't all that big a day.
Yeah.
Glad to be out of there. Let's move on. Moving along.
Yeah.
A lot of the students graduating this week, and there were a few graduations last week, which is actually kind of cool. Nice Mother's Day gift.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
See your child be able to move on with their lives. But most of the graduation ceremonies around the area are this Sunday, so have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. And by the way, too, we're going to give you a little taste of that, too. We have a special video broadcast later on Sunday, this Sunday afternoon, the 18th, the Atlantic High School graduation begins at 2 o'clock, and we'll be featuring that on our video channel at KJAN.com. So if you can't make it there, or you don't really have any reason to go there because you don't have any graduates in your family, but you're curious,
yeah,
want to relive your past,
want to stay in your PJs,
yeah, there you go, then you can just pop it on the computer. Bring it up on KJAN.com. Just go to our TV page, and just a little before 2 o'clock, we'll fire the camera up, and we'll get that going, so you can experience that, too, and which is actually kind of nice. We had some folks ask us if we could do that for them. We checked with the school. They gave us the okay to do that. It's kind of neat, because some of the kids have, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents that don't live here in the area.
Oh, yeah, they can't get back for it.
Yeah, they might be a couple states over. They might be an ocean away. Who knows?
Yeah.
But this way they can at least have a chance to enjoy that, too. So, yeah, you can check out the live streaming there. But, yeah, a lot of students graduating, moving on to bigger and better things, heading off, getting ready to go to college this year. What did you do your senior summer after you graduated? Do you remember what you did that summer?
I think not much of anything.
It was the last chance to do nothing, and you took advantage.
Yeah, my summer jobs after I turned 16 was usually taking my sister to softball, her early morning softball practices and driver's ed and that kind of stuff. So, and doing stuff around the house, but.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. It wasn't anything too strenuous or demanding, I guess. Took it easy.
Yeah, I was a baseball player, so I still had my senior season yet that summer. So I worked and played baseball, and I think they coincided pretty much. Got finished and baseball got finished both about 2 weeks before college started. So time to go. So
yeah.
And then off we go and move on to the rest of our lives. So yeah, it was, you know, it's an interesting time. It's kind of a, I don't know, a little queasy at times too, because, you know, a little butterfly here and there in the belly. You never know what's coming
excited,
next.
A little nervous, scared.
You've made
different.
Your decisions, you know, and you just don't know what you're going to do. And you know, now you're going to embark on your college life, which means you're going to be away from mom and dad, kind of.
Yeah.
Not like you used to be, because they can call on cell phones all the time. And
Skype
and FaceTime, all that stuff. You can see them every day if you'd like.
Me too, yeah.
So it's not that big a separation anxiety thing anymore like it used to be, but... You know, the other thing is, too, is when you were living at home all those years growing up, you know, you needed something. You just asked mom and dad, Mom, can I have $20 to do this? Or, you know, Mom, boy, I really need a new pair of, you know, whatever shoes for whatever sport.
Right.
Now you're in college. You don't have so much money. Life gets a little tougher, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. Unless you're, you know, a college student up in New York State. Crazy.
Okay.
Did you hear the story this last week?
No.
The State University of New York at New Paltz. There's several locations at, but a couple of students, three students, Reese Workhoven, and then she has two roommates, Callie Guasti and Lara Russo. They went out and decided that they were going to buy a couch from a thrift store. So they paid $20. I think everybody who's gone to college has been there.
Mm-hmm.
You're out looking for cheap furniture to have something to sit on. Well, they noticed that there was like a lump in it, and there was this one zipper on this one thing, and they checked into it and looked, and they found $40,000
in
cash, After they wondered why the couch was so uncomfortable. You know, it's a used couch, should be broken in. It was real uncomfortable. Well, they found out that that's what the lump was in there. They said at first they found the money and there was no name or anything. And they said they were just like going crazy, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to get? What kind of boat are we going to buy? You know, what are we going to do? But then they found the money in envelopes stashed in different parts of the couch. And they said they really started right away discussing what they could do with the money. But then they found a deposit slip. And they said they actually thought they won the lottery. At least that's what folks next door thought, that they won the lottery because the walls are thin. And they said the people next door could hear them screaming and carrying on and stuff. Well, the students used that deposit slip, and I guess there was also a name on one of the envelopes, and they tracked down the woman who actually had the sofa. She was a 91-year-old, and she hid the money in the sofa because she didn't trust banks.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, she's probably a child of the Depression.
Yeah.
I know many people like that. I have known many people like that, that just don't trust financial institutions of any kind, the stock market, what have you, because they watched it all crash very early when they were young. They watched their families go through all kinds of terrible stuff because of that. So they just don't have the faith there. So it's not that uncommon with folks of that age. Well, the women's children donated that couch when the woman was put into a hospital with a broken hip. So they got rid of the couch. They had no idea there was money in it. And they said that they didn't even debate about it. The girls, they said they immediately decided, hey, this is her money.
Right.
It needs to go back to her. So they did. They returned the $40,000. And in return, the three girls, well, they did get a split $1,000.
There you go.
The 91-year-old woman who was the rightful owner of the money gave them a $1,000 reward for their honesty. So being honest does pay off.
It does pay off, yeah.
And you'd have felt awful.
How?
I mean, I know that's everybody's initial reaction is, wow, I hit the jackpot. But then you stop and life settles in a little bit.
Right.
And then you start thinking about it. And
after
most
the shock wears off.
Most people. You'd struggle with your conscience.
Oh, definitely.
Especially that kind of money.
Oh, no kidding.
That's
not
finding $5 on the sidewalk somewhere.
Right.
You'd struggle with
$40,000. That's a new vehicle.
Well, that's money that has it's impactful to someone.
Yeah.
Maybe they spent a lifetime saving that. So, yeah, you can't do that. Good for them.
It is.
Good for them. College students don't usually have much money.
Pass up 40 grand,
Well, they probably had to sell a couple meal tickets to be able just to get that $20 together to buy the couch in the first place. So. Who knows?
Yeah.
Look at it this way. They got the couch for free and still got $980 in cash. So good deal for them. All right. Enough about college. That's a long time ago, and I can't remember a lot of it. So let's move on. Lots of stuff going on.
There is.
You know, in addition to graduations this week, last week, Mother's Day, next weekend, we have Memorial Day weekend. We are just in a period of a real glut right now with all kinds of big events coming. And Memorial Day weekend coming up means lots of things happening, too. And we've got a bunch of those types of things here in the area to talk about. But I know you got plenty of other things there, too, on your list.
We do. Danish Windmill, they're going to host Dwight Lamb with Jensa and Bugga from Denmark. That's on Monday, May 19th. That's at the Danish Countryside Winery, and that starts at 7 p.m. And they'll also have Danish hot dogs, chips, and drinks available for purchase. Again, that's the Danish Windmill hosting Dwight Lamb with Jensa and Bugga from Denmark on May 19th. At the Danish Countryside Winery, and that's at 7. The Epoch Quartet, composed of University of Iowa graduate students, the playing on violin, piano, clarinet, and cello, they're going to perform at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. That's on May 19th at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets at Ed and Ava's Art Store in Greenfield, or you can also go online to warrenculturalcenter.com. Only $10 a ticket, and they also have wine, drinks, and other refreshments available during the evening. It's the Epoch Quartet performing at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield on May 19th, and that starts at 7 p.m. Over in Elkhorn, the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Women will be hosting Larry and Gloria Lundstrom, who will be singing gospel music on May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Danish Windmill Outdoor Stage. Admission is free, but they will be passing around for a free will offering, and you can bring your own lawn chair, and they'll have Danish hot dogs available. And if it, in case of rain, it will be moved to the Lutheran Church if they need to do that. So that's the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Women hosting Larry and Gloria Lundstrom, singing gospel music on May 20th at 7 p.m. Well, if you miss the Epoch Quartet in Greenfield, you can catch them over at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church on May 21st at 7 p.m. And that's, everyone is welcome to attend that. And that is a free concert, the Epoch Quartet, on May 21st at 7 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. The Atlantic BPW Relay for Life team, they're going to have a benefit at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. That's from 5 to 8 on May 22nd. They'll receive 10% of the sales and all tips during that time. So you should come out and help them out with their fundraiser there, and you can help support Relay for Life finishing the fight against cancer. Again, that's the Atlantic BPW Relay for Life team and their benefit at the Pizza Ranch on May 22nd, and that's going on from 5 to 8. Over in Walnut, if you like, well, junk, True Junk's May Day's Junk Fest. It's outside Walnut. It's west of town on Highway 83. That's on May 23rd and 24th, and the Junk Fest features vendors from all over southwest Iowa. And they'll be open from 10 to 5, and you can look through tables of recycled, reused, and reclaimed items. And then downtown in Walnut's Business District, lots of their antique shops will be having sidewalk sales as well. Some other things you can do while you're in Walnut is visit the newly remodeled Fireman's Park. That's on the north end of town. That features Alex Playground, a sand volleyball pit, a splash pad, and a picnic area. That's True Junk's May Day's Junk Fest outside of Walnut, west of town on Highway 83. And that's going on from 10 to 5 on May 23rd and May 24th. Also that weekend, Riding for Riley Tractor Ride is on May 24th. Riley Slauson, a 5-year-old girl that has terminal cancer, has riding a tractor on her bucket list, and then all proceeds from that will help Riley get to her number one on her list, which is meeting Ariel at Disney. The ride will start at the depot in Atlantic to Lake Anita and then back to Atlantic for lunch at the depot. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Becky Drager or Jenny Simons. A deadline for that is May 18th, and then the registration fee is $15, and all tractor ride rules apply. You can also follow them on Facebook. You can follow Rally for Riley. Again, that's the Riding for Riley Tractor Ride May 24th, and that starts at the depot in Atlantic. The Museum of Danish American Elkhorn, they're stepping back into medieval times with ring riding on May 24th at 1:30. That's at the museum. Ring riding, or tilt at the rings, is traditionally completed on a horseback. However, for the kids, they'll be using bicycles, and that'll take place on the east lawn of the museum. And then the winner of the free event is the person who manages to catch the most rings. All participants will be rewarded with ice cream, and the winners of the competition will be bestowed king or queen, which is first place, crown prince or crown princess for second place, and prince or princess for third place. And they'll have prizes awarded also to those winners. Registration can be completed between noon and 1:30 at the museum. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact the Museum of Danish America. And a complete list of the official rules is also available on KJN.com on the Daily Diary page. So that's the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Their ring riding on May 24th at 1:30 at the museum on the east lawn. Also, the Danish Windmill is sponsoring the Best of Leverpostei contest on May 25th at the Elkhorn Fire Station. Judges for this contest will be the mayor, Kyle Munson from Des Moines Register, a Danish visitor, and Stan's dog, Jack. There's no entry fee for the contest. Bring your ready-to-eat leverpostei in a loaf pan along with your recipe on a recipe card to the Elkhorn Fire Station by 12:30. And then the recipes will then become that of the Danish Windmill. Any questions concerning the contest, you can call the Danish Windmill. Again, that's the Best of the Leverpostei contest on May 25th at the Elkhorn Fire Station. During Memorial Day, the Grant United Methodist Church will hold its annual Memorial Day dinner from 11:30 to 1. That's on May 26th, and they'll have a free will offering for that. Lots of good stuff to eat. They'll have sloppy joes or ham sandwich, lots of sides, baked beans, assorted salads, pies and desserts, and then drink. And then the money raised from that goes to support the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects, and also to the Grant Church. And then after dinner, you can enjoy some music. Jim and Kathy Wymore and special guests will be performing, and the admission to the Grant Park Opry for that part of the day is $6, and that helps to go to maintain and improve the Opry stage. They do have some future events coming up at the Grant Park Opry. They are held on June 22nd, July 13th, July 26th, August 17th, and September 1st. And they will also have a concession stand open. They'll be serving hot dogs, drinks, and desserts. And attendees should bring your own lawn chairs, umbrellas, and rain gear because the musicians do play on a covered stage, so they'll be good to go if it does rain. I also have a porta potty on site, and proceeds from the concession stand to benefit the GCP and its work for the Grant Masonic Lodge and Grant Park. So that's the Grant United Methodist Church Annual Memorial Day Dinner from 11:30 to 1 on May 26th. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a vermicomposting program. It'll be held at the Cold Springs Park Campground Shelter in Lewis on May 31st at 1, and you can let worms eat your kitchen waste. All types of composting will be discussed as well, and you'll have the option to make and take your own worm bin for a suggested donation of just $8 a bin, and everyone is welcome and all ages on that. It's the Cass County Conservation Board's vermicomposting program, and that's at the Cold Springs Park Campground Shelter in Lewis on May 31st at 1.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
It sure is.
And we ain't even close to being finished.
Yeah.
Got plenty of Memorial Day weekend stuff coming up here, too. Tell you what, though, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll tell you plenty more right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right. So I promised you plenty of Memorial Day type stuff. Let's get after it here. We've got the annual Memorial Day dinner at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ, and that will be held on, you guessed it, Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 Locust Street in Anita. They'll be serving ham balls, creamed potatoes, corn, green beans, salad, a dinner roll, drinks, and other delicious homemade pies. Cost is $8 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under, and you can get carryouts as well. And they would appreciate everyone stopping by to enjoy dinner. Sounds like a good deal. Also, we have plenty of alumni banquets going on during the course of Memorial Day weekend. The Anita Cam Alumni Banquet will be this Saturday, or well, not this Saturday, but it'll be Saturday, May 24th at the Cam High School. Doors opening at 4 o'clock. They'll have a baked pork chopped meal served at 6 o'clock. Reservations, well, that period has already passed, but you can get tickets still at the door, $18 each, if you'd like to participate. Also, the Memorial Day weekend Lewis Alumni Community Banquet will be held at the Lewis Community Center on Saturday, May 24th at 6 o'clock. And Susie Campbell, Emily Job, and Shirley Weideman are the folks you can call for get those tickets. 6 o'clock is when that will get underway. $10 each is the cost of the tickets. And the menu will be prepared by Roy and Claudia Marshall and include apple smoked pork loin, scalloped potatoes, baked beans, cranberry salad, French bread, red velvet cake. You hate that, don't you?
Not at all.
Yeah, no, that's a favorite.
The buttercream, oh yeah.
Coffee, oh, sorry. Coffee and tea. I've lost
her. I'm drooling over the frosting.
She's gone. All that stuff going on there at Lewis. Also, the alumni banquet and meeting will be held at Adair Casey. The Adair Casey 54th Annual will be at the Adair Casey High School. And the menu including ham, chicken, beef, potatoes, vegetables, salads, and dessert. Now, you can still get tickets at the door. There'll be a limited number there, $20 per person. The advance ticket sale period has disappeared already. So make sure if you got your tickets that you plan to attend. They have a lot of fun with that one each and every year, too. Also, if it's Memorial Day weekend, well, in the Danish villages, that means Tivoli Fest.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. And Memorial Day weekend's a little early this year, so it's not quite toward the end of the month. So, yeah, a little bit of extra stuff going on here. They're having the Denmark on the Prairie Let the Festivities Begin festivities this year. That's their Tivoli Fest theme. Now, some of the highlights include the parade, which gets underway on Saturday the 24th at 11 a.m., so they have all kinds of stuff going on there. They're going to have a Tivoli Feud, kind of a family fun event, Saturday night at 8 o'clock on the Windmill Stage. if you like food, especially Danish food, I mean, seriously, they've got a whole list of authentic Danish cuisine here that you'll have a chance to enjoy, as well as the traditional abelskivers.
Those are excellent.
You always wondered what knitting needles are really used for. Helping to make abelskivers, that's what they're for. But yeah, there'll be all kinds of things there. The Iowa Craft Beer Tent will be available. You already mentioned the, how'd you pronounce that?
Leverpostei.
They'll have that contest going on there, and there'll be all kinds of stuff. All kinds of things. Most of them open-faced. So make sure you enjoy all of that. Make sure you say hi to Tom Potts and Joanne Grieving. They are the Tivoli Fest royalty this year. And then, like I say, I could go through a bunch of entertainment events and activities and stuff, but let's just suffice it to say it's Saturday, May 24th and Sunday, May 25th. And if you just come in and wander, you don't have to have plans. Just come in and wander around.
Just out all over.
The Viking encampment will be in action. The Museum of Danish America will be available. The Genealogy Center, the New Century Art Gallery, Bestemor's House. Oh, gosh. Let's see. There'll be stuff going on at the town hall, the library, the mill stage. We mentioned they'll have plenty of stuff going on. There'll be a fireworks spectacular on Saturday night. And then all kinds of things happening there. Sunday, much of the same. There'll be so many more things going on. And you just need to stop on by and just experience all of the stuff. Even if you're not Danish, you'll enjoy it. You know, you've traveled different places and you wanted to check out some of the local stuff and maybe gone to a museum here and there. You don't have to necessarily be of that persuasion to enjoy it.
No.
Lots of cool things. So make sure you check it all out. Also, some things coming up here very soon. If you're active and you'd like to get out and get that blood pumping, there'll be a cancer fun run. It's a 5K run-walk fundraiser event that'll be held at the AHST Secondary School in Avoca on Saturday, May 24th. You check in at 8:30. The race will start at 9. All the proceeds will go to Stand Up for Cancer. Now, it's a pre-registration cost that includes a T-shirt. That'll be passed out on race day. If you come in and want to register on the day of the race, it'll be a slightly higher fee. But the registration deadline actually has now passed, so you still have time if you want to stop on that day and get after things. They'd love to have you. Also, May 31st, there's the second annual Walnut 5K Fun Run and Walk. It's the Lunch Lady Run at the Walnut City Park. Register at 10. They run at 11. You can get your registration forms at Mid-States Bank in Avoca, Rolling Hills Bank, and City Hall in Walnut. Also, speaking of running, the second annual Old Stone Arch Trail 5K Walk Run, a race through our place, is June 14th. That'll start at 8:30 a.m. Pre-registration is $20 for a single or $20 for a single or $50 for a family. And you can go online to shelbyia.com to get more information. Or you can call 712-544-2404 to find out plenty more. Got a couple of blood drives coming up here this very soon, actually. There's one in Walnut. It'll be at the First Presbyterian Church at 406 Antique City Drive in Walnut on Tuesday, May 27th. And that'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Now, you can make your appointments ahead of time. They'd also accept walk-ins. They always love walk-ins when they stop by. Also, there's another one coming up on Saturday, May 31st, and that'll be from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, that'll be located at Cardinal Lofts, which is the former school building in Shelby. That's at 304 Western Avenue in Shelby. And again, happy to take your appointments, but they would also accept you as a walk-in if you happen to wander by that day. They love those. Also, another event coming up not too far down the road. You can tell summer, well, you can tell by the events and activities that summer is coming, not so much by the weather. We need some summer weather for some of these events. I'm starting to get a little nervous here. Actually, it's supposed to get nice here later next week.
I hope so. Well, after having a frost. What? It's May.
I know. May 15th, the people are running around in blankets and hats and gloves, and that's just, there's no way that should happen.
I know.
That's not right.
It's not.
The Audubon Flight Breakfast, sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, is coming up on Sunday, June 1st. That'll be from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. And yeah, you're right. It's at the Audubon Airport. You guessed it. Can't hold that downtown. They have a free breakfast offered to anyone who flies in. They'll be offering ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, along with coffee, juice, and milk. The cost for non-fly-ins is $7 for adults, and children 11 and under, $5. And that's, as I mentioned, the Audubon County Airport. Now, the nice thing is that the airport is right next to the trail. The T-Bone Trail is right next door. Now, parking is at a premium at the airport, so they're actually not going to allow any parking at the airport. They don't usually. You can park your cars over a DR and KW Transter, and then they'll have a shuttle bus. It'll get you back and forth to the airport. They're not going to park any vehicles at the airport. There will be parking at the airport for bicycles. So if you walk or ride along the T-Bone Trail, then you can park your bicycles there and take off again later. They hope that all folks will come in and have a good time with that. If you want to get tickets in advance, you can do that at Audubon State Bank, at Landman's Bank, Audubon Foods, at the Chamber Office in Audubon, or, of course, you can get them at the door. Really isn't much of a door there. You're just going to walk onto the grounds and get in line and have a good time. So, again, that's the Audubon Flight Breakfast, Sunday, June 1st, 6:30 to 10:30 a.m., and they always have a good crowd there, and they certainly hope to do so again. Those flight breakfasts are good time. Those are fun.
Yeah.
You get so many different...
Wyatt to that. He would love it.
You get so many different types of planes and things. It's always kind of neat when you get some of those homemade planes, the ones that people put together, and you get all kinds of different looks and things. Those are fun. Especially kids. They get a kick out of that stuff. That's like big machinery for them. It's big machinery for us, too. But they really get a kick out of that stuff. So, yeah. Take advantage of those opportunities. There'll be plenty of flight breakfasts coming up around the area here this summer again.
Yeah.
You got any birthdays over there?
I do. Over at the Exiric Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Diane Blatt on May 21st. And also to Ron Peterson, celebrating his birthday on May 21st. Happy birthday to those two over there at the Exiric Care Center. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Arlene Nelson, celebrating her birthday on May 18th. And also happy birthday to Phyllis Larson, celebrating her birthday on May 22nd. So happy birthday to those two over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. And over in Salem at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Frank Smith. So happy birthday to Frank Smith on May 23rd. And again, that's over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me. Can't think of any off the top of my head.
Nope.
Suppose I could make a few up. Wouldn't do anybody much good.
Yeah.
Don't have any notes of new births around the area, so we'll throw in the old public service announcement here that, you know, we can't depend on our friends at the hospitals and things anymore to provide us with some of those details, so we have to depend on you. So if you are kind enough to get us the information, then we're good enough to share it.
Yeah.
So if you have any birthdays or anniversaries, we like the ones that end in fives and zeros, preferably ones that are, you know.
Big ones.
That show a sense of stick-to-itiveness.
There you go. That's a good word for it.
They've been around a while, yeah. If you have any of those...
They made it last.
Yeah, let us know. And, you know, any new babies in the family? Because you can't have old babies, only new ones.
Only new ones.
So if you have any babies born in the family, let us know. We'll share that information with folks, too. We like to do that. We just don't get very many of them these days. Also, coming up this next week, I want to throw a note in here, too, because a lot of times, you know, we take things for granted. We tend to take a lot of things for granted, actually. But this next week, May 18th through the 24th, is Emergency Medical Services Week.
Oh, yeah. That's very important.
Local EMS folks, I mean, when you stop and think about how often they're needed, you never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah, anytime.
Sometimes it just happens, you know, broken leg, a heart attack, a child gets hurt, or you know, something happens along the way. Aren't you glad that you have efficient, well-trained staffs close by in your hometowns that can help you out at a moment's notice? In some cases, these folks can be volunteers.
Yeah.
So they're not always high-paid individuals. But there are about nearly 12,000 EMS providers around the state. And when you take a look at the services that they do, EMS services in Iowa responded to over 244,000 calls in the year 2012. Those calls resulted in more than 207,000 patients being taken to hospitals. Not always do they have to transport a patient, but most times it looks like they do. You know, they're available 24/7. You know how we complain if we have to do something for an hour on a Saturday? They work a lot of weekends. They work holidays. They do all those kinds of things. Like I said, many of them are, they say about two-thirds of them here in Iowa, two-thirds of these EMS providers are volunteers.
Wow.
So a lot of them are volunteer folks. So, yeah, thank them for all the work that they do to help keep us safe. It's a quality of life issue. It's a life issue, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to them for all that they do. Well, good luck to the graduates. Hope you have a great day this weekend, and I hope you have a great future planned as well. That's all the time we have. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.